you know, for a chance to be champion. So that's how we'll look at it. That's how we'll approach it. And by Sunday, I think we'll be ready.
Wait, how has Kevin Green helped you out in your first month here?
Well, you know, the fact that he's not just an X's and O's guy. He played in this league for, you know, numerous years. He excelled at the position in which I play, so he's able to kind of directly influence me on my game, and I can pick up things from him, you know, with everything that he teaches me. So, you know, I've had some great coaches in my time, and he's only going to continue to help me in my development. So, yeah, I mean, he's helped me out tremendously.
Are there things you afraid about the path you've taken to this point, or did it turn to be have to be an ideal game?
Well, obviously, it's not your typical, you know, career path, you know, as far as playing time and being a five-star recruit and whatnot, but I wouldn't change for anything. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. I know it's cliche to say, but, you know, look at me now. We're playing, you know, our team is playing for a chance to be world champions. So, and I also don't think, you know, without my upbringing throughout sports and my family, I'd be in a position in which I'm at today.
Being young, do you have to guard against overconfidence, thinking if you don't win the Super Bowl this year, you can do it in down the road?
No, you know, we want to win this. You know, I don't think we plan on losing. I don't think Pittsburgh does as well. But, you know, we understand this is a rare opportunity. You look at some of these older guys, Charles Woodson and Donald Driver, who have played this game for many, many years and have not, you know, had a Super Bowl opportunity. So I understand how important this is. I think the other guys do as well. And hopefully, you know, they're realizing that as we go along. And I don't think we'll take advantage. I don't think we'll squander this opportunity. I think we will take advantage.
Does the length of your father's career and your uncle's career indicate to you, you never know if you can get back? I mean, you'll be here again.
Sir. Absolutely. You know, you look at some of these guys, so I think Ryan Pickett made it in his first season, and now this is his first time going back since. So it goes to show you how, you know, I think there's been 10 different NFC or NFC teams representing the NFC in the Super Bowl for the last 10 years. So, I mean, that really just goes to show you.
You have to seize the day, really, could you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you expect a very close game next Sunday?
Hopefully not. Hopefully we're ahead by a lot, but, you know, with the two defenses playing out there, I imagine it's going to be a very close game, and we wouldn't expect it any other way and wouldn't have it any other way. With the way our defense has been playing, you know, we expect that it's probably going to rely on us.
Clay, why do you like the Chiefs?
I don't know how to answer that question, really. Why? Because we got a great team overall. You know, offense, defense, special teams, we've been playing very well as of late. You know, our quarterback's been playing fantastic. Our defense has been lights out. We started to get a running game going. I mean, you're asking me to pretty much tell you why the Green Bay Packers are good. So, I mean, you know, you can see that on film of where we're excelling at, and I think we're coming on as of late and playing great ball at a very good time.
It looks to us a lot of times like you personally are able to control games from your position. Does it feel that way to you?
Well, you know, I hope to influence games in any way in which I can. I know, you know, if I'm playing on the left side, I expect to control that left side of the field. If it's the right or middle, you know, I expect to have a hand in determining, you know, the outcome. If they're going to run the ball my way, I expect them not to be able to. If they're going to try and sit back there and pass, I expect to get to the quarterback. So, yeah, I think that's everybody's disposition at their position. But, you know, with me personally, that's how I feel.
Is that how this season has gone, it seems like?
What?
Has that happened more than in the past, you think, for you? Obviously, it's only your second year.
You know, I think it's a collective team effort, but, you know, any way in which I can help this team out, you know, I think it's only going to benefit the team as well as myself.
Clay, how special
is it? You know, like I said, it would mean a great deal. It's, you know, it's a unique honor, especially, you know, in my second season, but, you know, you play this game for you know, one common goal, and that's to win to be world champion. So, you know, we have an opportunity to do that Sunday. So, despite, you know, Defensive Player of the Year, I still get a chance to play on Sunday, and hopefully we can come away as a team as world champions.
Clay, was there a time this year when you could feel it coming together, when you could say, maybe better than people think we are, and maybe we're proving it to team like
it? Well, I think after, you know, the loss to New England, we saw the potential. Despite losing, we played some very good ball against, you know, I guess the top team at the time. So we came out after Christmas against the New York Giants, played some fantastic ball. They continued that in those do-or-die situations all the way through those last two games and into the playoffs. So we've been in a playoff-like atmosphere the last five games here. So we just have one more game to finish, and we'll be all right.
Hey, Clay.
Staff Sergeant House with the Pentagon Channel. Troops that are going to be watching this weekend over in Afghanistan, overseas, all around the world. Would you give them a quick shout-out, just for name, team, position, and any short message you might have for them?
Sure, yeah. It's Clay Matthews of the Green Bay Packers. You know, I just want to thank all the servicemen overseas helping protect this country. It means a great deal. Hopefully we can put on a good show for you and go Packers.
Thanks,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Clay,
senior personality, there's a lot of guys that have mental personalities. We know him very well, and are we going to find out more about him during this week, or do you think he's going to play close to the best of our guys?
Well, I think he's in a unique position, and just following up a man that came before him that did some unique things. And he's a competitor, so obviously, he's going to have some fun here, but at the same time, we understand this is strictly business, and we come here to win this game. So, it's funny to see Aaron, especially, playing with him at the Pro Bowl last year. He was asleep around 8 o'clock, and he was ready to compete. So no matter what comes in, Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, or just another game, he's going to be ready. So, I expect it's going to be business as usual for him.
Where does your fast motor come from?
I don't know. From within, really. Obviously, I'm blessed with a body that can, handle the rigors of this NFL season. But at the same time, it's all from within, really.
It's like talking about the game first. What has he done for you guys in
defense? Well, he's truly the MVP of his defense. Obviously, we've got some great players all across the board, but what he's been able to do, especially with all the injuries throughout the year, putting us in a position to end up number two overall in defense and get us in a position to play for the world championship. It's pretty remarkable. The last 2 years, I think we finished in the top five in several categories. So we've been playing some good defense, and that's the way it should be, especially if you want to be in these type of games. So we look to have him around here for a lot longer. I know I do personally, and I can attribute a lot of my success to him.
You want to win this one for him?
We want to win for everybody, really. All the Packer fans, organization, myself, my teammates, the coaches. It's about time we bring the Lambeau Trophy back home. Lombardi Trophy.
No, Clay, to us, we kind of associate with your bloodlines, your relatives that played football, but to a lot of people, other fans, your identity is your hair. What do you think about this? Does that ever bother you? Do you enjoy that part of it, the whole hair deal there?
It's just part of the game, but I grew my hair out because I wanted to. That was a special reason. Maybe to follow my father's footsteps or those before me who had long hair and excelled, but I'm having fun with it. Obviously, you take some hits here and others like it, but I mean, yeah, like you had mentioned, now I'm the second person to have a hair endorsement deal, so it's fun. I'm just having fun with it, while playing the game.